All right, everyone, let's pick back up. For the record, this is a public meeting on an application by the City of Corpus Christi. It's for a water use permit application number 13676. This is the formal comment period for tonight's public meeting. This is your opportunity to provide comments for the record that you want TCQ staff to consider and the TCQ commissioners consider before making any final decisions on this application. During this part of the meeting, I'm going to call on you in the order in which you signed up, indicating you wanted to provide comments. When you hear me call your name, you'll need to unmute yourself. Go ahead and state your name for the record, even though you hear me call your name, and then provide your comments. Due to the number of folks that have signed up, I'm going to put you on a three-minute time limit. Once the 3 minutes runs out, I'll call time on you. If you run out of time, again, you can go to the e-comments page on our website and finish up your comments in writing. But so that we can hear from everyone who signed up to speak, let's go ahead and limit ourselves to 3 minutes for oral comments. I'll call you up in groups so that you will be prepared to go when your name is called. So we'll start off with Unita Leighton, followed by Earl Summerlin, Emily Nye, and then Donna Hoffman. Unita. Unita, you need to unmute yourself. Press the red microphone button on your control panel. Unita?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead, state your name for the record and provide your comments.
My name is Unita Leighton. I strongly oppose the City of Corpus Christi placing an intake pipe for a desalinization plant in the ship channel. I request a two-week extension of the deadline for comments because of the recent freeze and loss of electricity in Texas. I request a contested case hearing to be held. Seawater desalinization is one of the most expensive sources of fresh water. The total cost of desalinization, including the cost of planting, planning, permitting, and concentrate management are high. Both in absolute terms and in comparison with the cost of other alternatives. The cost of desalinization is not just monetary, but environmental as well. Sea life can get sucked into desalinization intakes, killing small ocean creatures, specifically fry, larvae, and plankton, thereby upsetting the food chain. Because desalinization requires a lot of energy, the plants are also expensive to maintain. Energy is reported to be the highest single expense for desalinization plants, accounting for as much as half of the cost to make drinking water from the sea viable. According to a report from Pacific Institute, quote, desalinization plants on average use about 15,000 kilowatt hours of energy for every million gallons of fresh water that's produced, unquote. These high energy requirements raise concerns about greenhouse gas emissions. Also, the power usage required by the plant will place additional stress on an already overburdened Texas electrical grid. The City of Corpus Christi has not disclosed indirect or operating cost. Do they not know what the cost will be? The City of Corpus Christi does not appear to be inclined to build or operate any of the proposed facilities. However, we the taxpayers are asked to support and bear ultimate responsibility for a loan of $222 million from the Texas Water Development Board. The water produced will be utilized by industry, not residents. However, residents will be faced with higher water bills and the burden of loan repayment commitments. This is not a win for the city citizens of the Coastal Bend. This is a gift to industry at the expense of the citizens. Excessive cost, energy consumption, and threat to fisheries and marine life and the resulting loss of the recreational fishing and tourism industry should make TCEQ and local communities think twice about desalinization as a solution to providing fresh water for industrial use at the taxpayers' expense. conservation and recycling programs are usually much less expensive and less risky alternatives to building desalinization plants. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Up next is Earl Summerlin. Earl, go ahead and state your name, please, and provide your comments.
Yes, my name is Earl Summerlin. I live at 1017 Dalmead in Portland, Texas. I'm a member of the Coastal Alliance to Protect Our Environment. I submitted written comments, but would like to make a few here right now. First and foremost, I want to thank Representative Herrero for making tonight's public meeting possible. I ask that the applicant's permit be denied. I also request that there be an extension of time to allow additional comments and specifically to allow individuals to further inform themselves to request a contested case hearing on this permit. You know, there's only one inlet outlet in the Inner Harbor, and that is with Corpus, it is with Corpus Christi Bay through the narrow ship channel under the harbor bridge. There are no other inflows of water from any natural bodies of water. In essence, it is a bathtub with a faucet and a drain at the same end. The Inner Harbor is the recipient of the daily release of millions of gallons of industrial wastewater and their stormwater during rain events. They release numerous pollutants and contaminants, including oil and grease, on a daily basis. CC Polymers, the plastics facility in the Inner Harbor, built its own desalination facility for its internal operations, and the TCEQ has previously granted them a permit to discharge 39 million gallons of concentrated brine containing its own metals and process contaminants. It will begin operations in 2023, long before any facility will be built by the city. All of these discharges will ultimately flow towards Corpus Christi Bay and past the intake structure for the diversion. Additionally, the Broadway Wastewater Treatment Plant discharges domestic wastewater near the location of the diversion structure. The city wants to use the Inner Harbor water as a source for our drinking water. In fact, it will amount to 11% of the daily consumption of municipal water. I can find nothing in the application or the draft permit that assures me that this water can be treated in such a way that it will be safe for human consumption. The draft permit imposes no rules or guidelines on the city that ensures that aquatic life is not trapped, impinged, or entrained in the intake process. It only states the city shall use reasonable measures to prevent the death of aquatic life. So what's reasonable? And how would the TCEQ enforce such a provision? Finally, whenever the city wants to build a massive facility for one reason or another, they always choose a location in or near the Hillcrest neighborhood. That pattern continues here and will not be tolerated. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Earl. A couple of folks have mentioned it, and so I'm compelled to just clarify. All requests for a contested case hearing must be submitted in writing. It's not enough to state it aloud. You can submit your request for a hearing either to the Office of the Chief Clerk by mail, or you could even do that using the e-comments page on our website. But again, all requests for a contested hearing must be submitted in writing. Up next is Emily Nye.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Emily.
My name is Emily Nye, and I strongly oppose the City of Corpus Christi's water rights permit application. According to page 16 of the water rights application, all 93,148 acre-feet of bay water requested per year is for the purpose of municipal use. However, according to the 2021 Region N Water Plan, municipal demand over the next 50 years will only grow marginally. The projected growth rate for the coastal bend from 2010 to 2070 is 0.46%. This low projection for population growth in the coastal bend by no means demands desalinization. This is supported by the supplemental letter attached to the city's application written by the Region N Planning Group's co-chairs. Their joint letter states, quote, preliminary information from the 2021 Region N plan currently under development shows manufacturing needs within the 2020 to 2070 planning period, which the project can be shown to address, but does not identify municipal needs for the city of Corpus Christi or their customers, end quote. In other words, for the stated purpose of the proposed project, according to the application itself, this water rights permit is entirely unnecessary and is therefore fiscally and environmentally irresponsible. Besides proposing a facility for an unnecessary purpose, the city's application is both deficient and misleading. For instance, pages 47 through 48 of the city's application address whether or not conservation can meet the area's needs and whether or not alternative forms of water development exist. With regard to the former, the city's own 2020 water conservation plan on page 13 clearly states, quote, a more aggressive conservation program could help municipal demand level off or decrease, even with an increase in population. A goal of 1% annual reduction in municipal consumption would defer the need for additional supplies, end quote. In other words, a 1% increase in water conservation would serve the municipal needs of our region. Once again, the proposed desalinization facility is, according to the city's own plan, unnecessary. Yet the applicant intentionally, and I would argue deceitfully, conceals this reality. Furthermore, the applicant goes on to say that desalinization is the only recommended strategy that has sufficient quality to meet the projected needs in Nueces and San Patricio counties. If we're talking about municipal water needs, this is simply not true, according to the Region and Water Plan and the Water Conservation Plan by the City of Corpus Christi. In conclusion, I request that the TCEQ deny the city's water rights permit application for this expensive, energy-demanding, environmentally destructive, and unnecessary project. Unless the TCEQ argue that municipal means industrial, let me remind you the words of George Orwell. The great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Up next is Donna Hoffman. Donna Hoffman? Donna, if you're there, you'll need to press the red...
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead and state your name, please, and provide your comments.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, my name is Donna Hoffman. Thank you, Brett and Diana, for this opportunity to comment. Gracias por traducir al español. I request the TCEQ extend the comments period by 2 weeks to make up for the time lost in the recent winter storm. Grant a contested case hearing and deny the Inner Harbor desal application. I have many reasons. I grew up in Corpus Christi. My father worked in the oil and gas industry. He showed us how the industry polluted the area. For example, Orange Bauxite Mountains, the Reynolds Metals, and the refinery flares. My dad taught our family to love nature like he did. He was a fisherman, and his earliest memories he shared with me were being in a boat with a friend on Corpus Christi Bay. He took our family fishing in a boat he built with his own hands, and he taught my brother, sister, and me how to fish. He took us crabbing at Levante Park, and we were amazed at the beauty of the blue crabs. My dad was a great cook, too. He prepared a large flounder and stuffed it with that fresh, delicious crab meat. He baked it with oyster shrimp and a big pot of seafood gumbo. When you take your food from the sea and you prepare it and you receive that nourishment, you learn gratitude and appreciation for the abundance possible on the Gulf Coast. Corpus Christi Bay is not a sacrifice zone. It's the source of life. I oppose any desal from being built on Corpus Christi Bay at any locations. If built, the intake that's the subject of this hearing and the discharge of heavy salinity would destroy the bay by killing the sea life. A month ago, the deadly winter storm killed a minimum, according to Texas Parks and Wildlife estimates, of 3.8 million fish. We need to put all these desal permits on permanent pause so that we can assess the potential damage using these new wildlife numbers. in this matter of the intake, desal sucks, and it kills when it sucks. There's no denying it. There is denying the permit, and I'm not allowing this to happen. I worked for 7 years as communications coordinator with the Lone Star Chapter of the Sierra Club in support of the Texas Living Waters Project. Its water experts inform the regional water planning groups. I know that the fish, shrimp, and oysters feeding, breeding, resting, and growing grounds of Corpus Christi's estuarine nurseries are already fragile from high salinity. They already need enough freshwater inflows from the Nueces to balance. Desal discharge would imbalance that and make the water unlivable for those creatures that give our bay life. I also learned over those years, and also from work for the City of Austin's Watershed Protection Department, about the many other water options besides desalinization, including advanced water conservation technologies now available for buildings, homes, agriculture, and industry. There's also vast groundwater available in the Evangeline Aquifer. There is reuse, and there's rainwater collection, which isn't yet developed much in the coastal bend, but there's absolutely no reason why it can't be. The city and corporations who stand to take all the money and water at the expense of people and environment are misleading and inaccurate in saying we need desal. The people and city needs don't need desal, friends. The population numbers and other available sources belie that assertion. I don't believe it's wanted for municipal use. It's wanted by those corporations that would do the same deadly polluting that I described witnessing as a child. Several members of my family have the asthma to show for
Ms. Hoffman,
it.
And
my grandmother,
time.
Who taught high school near the refineries, died
Ms.
of
Hoffman.
Cancer. There's a much better way of life for the people and natural environment in this beautiful region. Please deny this permit. Be strong in all due respect. Please rise above old bureaucracy. You're so much more than that. Be our heroes and deny desalination on Corpus Christi Bay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Our next group, we'll start with Robin Schneider. We'll be followed by Catherine Maston and then Melissa Zamora and James Klein. So we'll start with Robin.
Hello, my name is Robin Schneider. And my spouse and his family my spouse lived in Corpus Christi as he grew up and spent a lot of time with his family on the bay. And I urge the TCQ to deny this intake permit and to extend the time period and grant a contested case hearing so that all the facts can come to light before an administrative law judge. One thing that I have not heard addressed is the cumulative impact for these plants. As mentioned just now, the CC Polymers has a plant that is directly upstream of this plant, and that could result in very briny water being taken into this plant, which would make it more water, more power intensive, energy intensive to desalinate that. And then these two plants would then discharge and present problems for the intake of other planned and proposed desalination plants that in the Bay Area. So this is unprecedented. There is no place in the world, and we've looked, where desal plants are proposed in closed bay systems. And the impact on the intake could be very dramatic, and I don't believe that this has been adequately addressed in the draft permit. In addition, I am very concerned that the loss of sea life from entrainment and impingement is going to upset the ecological balance in the Corpus Christi Bay Area, which has numerous endangered species, including the Kemp's Ridley sea turtles, the whooping cranes, which are not only restricted to Copano Bay, as well as piping plovers and others. Even if they are not in the immediate vicinity of this intake, the ecology of the region could be threatened by the killing of the microscopic animals that are part of the web of life that these endangered and many other species depend on. I'm also concerned about the impact of the chemicals from that ship channel and the difficulty, if not impossibility, of desalinating chemicals that are from being discharged from the wastewater of chemical plants. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Up next is Catherine Maston.
My name is Catherine Maston, and I live in Ingleside on the Bay in San Patricio County. Several of us spoke out really strongly during the comment period for the 2021 region and water plan. We argued that none of the desal plants included in the plan should be labeled as recommended water strategies. None of the plants proposed follow the expedited TCEQ permit process, which was developed based on recommendations in the 2018 legislative marine seawater desalination diversion and discharge zone study that was conducted by Texas Parks and Wildlife and the General Land Office for the state legislature. This showed that intake should not occur in or near the bay. Alas, our comments were ignored. In addition to significant environmental issues, this permit for the Inner Harbor desal plant should be denied based on its failure to comply with several statutes. First, Texas Water Code Section 11.135 states, quote, "The applicant's right to take and use water is limited to the extent and purposes stated in the permit," end quote. The purpose of the water claimed in the application and on the draft permit is for municipal use. We all know it's really for industrial use. Specifically, we suspect most of this water will be used as cooling water for the large petrochemical industries like Exxon Sabic that are being enticed to locate in the coastal bend. The way that the city got around this is in the supplement to the Corpus Christi Water Conservation Plan, they deceptively expanded their definition of municipal use to include, quote, "retail sales to manufacturing and commercial manufacturing and institutional customers." The municipality of Corpus Christi may be the primary wholesale water supplier in the coastal bend, but that does not mean that the purpose for the desalinated water is municipal. The water plan projects only a modest population increase over the next 50 years, with Aransas County and San Patricio County, two of the four counties mentioned in this permit, growing only by 3% and 12% over the next 50 years, respectively, while total water use for the region is projected to increase by nearly 50%. Primarily attributable to projected industrial growth. The truth is, all of the desal plants proposed for Corpus Christi Bay, including this one on the Inner Harbor, are only needed because of industrial growth and will primarily be used for industrial purposes, not municipal purposes. Most of the heaviest industrial growth will likely continue to occur in San Patricio County. This will suppress population growth and the county's ability to economically diversify into other areas like tourism. Second, Texas Water Code Section 11.134 states that TCEQ shall grant the permit only if the proposed appropriation is intended for beneficial use, and the applicant has provided evidence that reasonable diligence will be used to avoid waste and achieve water conservation. Well, you should know that by paying a voluntary drought exemption fee,
Catherine,
heavy water-using industrial companies will be ensured an uninterrupted supply of water even during droughts, while people have to conserve.
Catherine, you can go to our e-comments page to finish writing out your comments, please.
Thank you.
Melissa Zamora.
Yes.
Go ahead and state your name, please.
Okay. Oh, Melissa Zamora, Corpus Christi resident. I live about 15 to 20 minutes away from this proposed area. So what kind of harm will the action of water diversion cause to the sea life in Corpus Christi Bay or the ship channel, like the shrimp and the oysters, the fish larvae, seagrasses and other benthic and or suspended organisms within this water? And is there any prior research that you know of that shows the current quality of this water system? Why was this location chosen? If it's a known industrial area and this is for municipal drinking water, what kind of quality and health does it likely have right now? And is there evidence that shows that it is safe to drink after it goes through this desalination process? It worries me that it hasn't gone through the design process yet and that there aren't the proper planning stages in place. The Corpus Christi Bay water is state water, okay. Or this is state water, so we're trying to get Corpus Christi to have the water rights over this water. So should the people of Corpus Christi be able to vote on whether or not we want the rights to this water? No map was submitted from the applicant. This is concerning. The ship channel is connected to the bay, and if this city permit, I believe that the people and the citizens of Corpus Christi should be able to vote on something like this as water rights and to be a part of the planning process and the right to protect and conserve this water and the animals and plants that rely on it to survive. We should be planning more water conservation strategies together with the city, with encouragement of rainwater catchment or reuse systems and green infrastructure. Or maybe even industrial restrictions during times of drought where people's needs should come first and not private industry's needs that pollute and continue to contaminate our air and water and land. In addition to restricting residents from watering our lawns and gardens, but industry can still use clean water for cooling their towers and creating emissions, this can and will have detrimental effects. Not only locally, but cumulatively and globally. As we all know, climate change is worsening, and we need to do all that we can to protect and conserve all of the wildlife, natural habitats, and ecosystems that provide so many services to us and all of the organisms that rely on it. So thank you again. Please deny this permit and extend the comment period for another 2 weeks.
All right, thank you. Up next is James Klein.
Good evening. My name is James Klein. I live at 3501 Monterey Street here in Corpus Christi. I'm also speaking as the acting chair of local Sierra Club group in opposition to this permit. And I submitted comments informally, electronically, online already this afternoon. And so in the interest of time, I'm going to simply say that I'm opposed to this permit. I think it's going to have a negative impact. The intake process will have a negative impact on benthic organisms in particular, and it's going to have a cumulative effect, snowball effect, on larger animal and plant animal life in the bay as well. Thank you. Please reject this permit.
Great. Thank you. Our next group, we'll start with Clara Villarreal-Varner. Will be followed by Patrick Nye, Margaret Duran, and Ramon Esparza. So let's start with Clara.
Yes, hello. My name is Clara Villarreal-Varner, and I am a Corpus Christian, as well as my family that lives there in the area, not just in Corpus Christi proper, but also the surrounding areas. I'm going to give, first of all, my appreciation sentiment to you and for the opportunity to be able to chat with you all today. I think it's important that you have impact, that when there's something impacting your population, that you have the opportunity to address it. So I thank you all for this opportunity. A couple of things, bottom line up front. I implore the commission to please look at the set, actually now there's about nine or ten different organizations that have voiced their concerns about this permit. My bottom line up front is to please listen to the voices of the people that are going to be affected, to deny the permit, to certainly at this time at least extend the comment period. Yes, I don't understand the sense of urgency that a lot of the commenters have addressed here earlier. Why are we doing it right now? We just came through a two-week period where people weren't even able to access anything electronically to be able to submit or research or do any of that. So please, at a minimum, extend this comment period. And then I do also concur with the comments that were made earlier, and I will be looking at submitting comments for a contested case hearing. That's my bottom line up front. However, the reasons, although we keep saying to people that when we're talking intake and water permit right now, that it is separate and distinct from any discharge or any other permit that is going to be voiced or going to be addressed. The fact of the matter is, though, several people have already, as they're answering questions, bring into discussion those other desalinization plants, plans and things of that nature. So they're intricately related to each other. This is for the water rights only. However, the desalinization plants cannot exist were it not for the permission to be granted at this point. So the intake, we're going to talk about specifically, it's already been addressed and completely concur. It is not only harmful to the environment, we haven't even discussed what getting the approval right now, how it's going to be affecting people's health. We haven't discussed how it is going to be affecting the fact that there is indigenous land that might be also negatively affected. We haven't even discussed Texas A&M Corpus Christi's information that they've released to let us know that this is not in our best interest. The other thing in my 20 seconds remaining that I'd love to be able to have you consider is that there are alternatives. There's conservation, there's groundwater, there's wastewater reclamation. Referring to 2020 conservation plans, there's, in my 6 seconds, if there's a lot of threats to wildlife and our way of life, please reconsider.
All right, thank you. Up next is Patrick Nye. Patrick Nye. I do not see that you're connected to the webinar any longer. We'll come back to Patrick in a minute. Margaret Duran. Margaret?
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Margaret Duran, and I live at 4022 Congressional Drive here in Corpus Christi since 1980. And I oppose also this water rights intake permit. Formerly, I favored the idea of desalination. However, worldwide reports of unintended consequences of desal plants, such as dead spots due to loss of oxygen, fish and larva kills, increases in algae and red tide from Chile to Saudi Arabia to Australia have changed my mind. The placement in the Inner Harbor is problematic. It's in an area that is that has all that gas and oil, and it will be harder to clean, more expensive, therefore. We'll have more chemicals that the city needs to use to clean that water, and the effluent will be more concentrated. This is a lose-lose proposition. And I look beyond the Harbor Bridge back into the bay. You've got the two beaches there, the downtown city beach and North Beach. Are we going to discourage swimmers and tourists who are going to be worried about the quality of the water from all of this stuff coming out of the ship channel? What about our shrimp and fish and the stores and boats that sell them on the L&T heads that we've all enjoyed for years? What about kayakers greeted with dead fish in the waters of our bay from those dead zones that are almost sure to develop? We enjoy these activities now. Will they be available in the future if this permit is granted? Researchers from the Heart Research Institute and TAMU CC have stated that the safest placement for intake and discharge is in the Gulf, certainly not in our nearly closed bay system. The researchers were only given areas within the bay to comment on. Let's see, perhaps we need to rethink what industries we're inviting in here. Plastics, chemical, and oil are among the worst polluters on our small planet. These are the very ones wanting and needing this water. They also have a very poor history of cleaning up their messes, leaving Superfund sites behind them for the taxpayer to pick up. Please deny this permit. Extend the comment period, since so many people have been preoccupied with freeze, damage, and cleanup. I request a contested case hearing, and I thank you very much for holding this meeting this evening and giving us a chance to vent. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up would be Ramon Esparza, but it appears that Ramon has left the meeting. So our next group will start with Encarnacion Serna, who will be followed by Daniel Pena, the Reverend Henry Williams, and then Brian Williams. Encarnacion, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Encarnacion Serna. I go by Chon. I live on 105 Lost Creek, Portland, Texas. I have grandkids in Corpus. I have grandkids here in Portland. I have a daughter and a daughter-in-law in Corpus. We all fish. We fish on the shoreline of Portland. We fish on North Beach. And we would fish in the inner harbor if there wasn't so much industry in it. I am requesting, and I am totally opposed to desalination with reverse osmosis, where the feed trough is our base, our Corpus Christi Bay, or the inner harbor, and where at the same time it will be the recipient or the toilet of the high salinity discharge or retinate. I did get insulted and I did get a little irritated by the kind of answers we were getting in the preliminary section, but let's go ahead and get a little technical. You know, I am a chemical engineer and I have been a chemical engineer for 40 something years. So I give people straight answers. I expect people to give me straight answers. The volumetric rate, the intake, we're not talking about discharge, intake. Are you going to do this project in two phases, the way I read it? First time, around 30 million gallons a day are going to be sucked in, and then later on it's going to be closer to 60 to get you a production of, I don't know, 20 to 30 permeate or good product. Okay, you are lifting, let's just take the 30 million. You are lifting 30 million gallons a day. That's thousands of gallons a minute. You're going through some screens. And they keep saying about the velocity being a half or less than a foot, or less than a half a foot per second. I've never seen any calculations. I don't see how they do that. Fish are going to die or get hurt on these screens that are going to be quarter inch, half inch, with holes that are going to be quarter inch, half inch. Fish and small fish are going to die there by impingement or entrainment. And whatever is smaller than that is going to go right through. Okay, once it gets inside the pipe, the suction pipe to the pump, that half, if it's true, you know, that there was a half a foot per second coming in, it is no longer a half a foot. You're going to have 5 to 6 feet per second on the suction of the pump. Inside the pump, you have impellers, you have a volute, you're going to be banging all these eggs and aquatic life. And then coming out of the pump, whatever doesn't get chopped off and accumulates on these volutes is going to be even at a higher velocity. Now you're talking about 9 feet per second. Then you got pre-treatment where you add chemicals. The idea of these intake screens and whatever you put in there is not to protect life. It is to protect the second highest cost in a desalination plant, which is the membranes in the reverse osmosis. And then you're going to have your chemical treatment because you need to remove and you need to kill everything before you hit the membranes. So that's the story on the aquatic life that is going to be killed by this intake.
All right, Mr. Cerner, that's time. Thank you very much. If you need to add to your...
And I need more time, so I'm going... If there's more time, I want to keep on talking.
Okay, let's go through the other folks who have signed up, and then we can come back to you after everyone's had a chance to talk.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Up
next is Daniel Pena. Daniel Pena? Mr. Pena, you'll need to press the red microphone button to unmute yourself.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can. Go ahead and state your name, please, and provide your comments.
My name is Daniel Pena. I live at 2813 Holbert Street in Corpus Christi in the Hillcrest area. I am a vice president of the Hillcrest Residents Association. And I'm going to state very simply that we were against this to extend the time. But you guys have made a few comments that need to be addressed. First and foremost, that this is an industrial area. This is a residential area. Until it's designated otherwise, it's a residential area. The thing I wish you are speaking of is a buffer zone, which was designated by the refineries as well as the city of Corpus Christi. It's also referred to as a splash zone, which means very simply, if something should happen at the refineries, that area would be destroyed. Okay, so those are the first most important issues that I wanted to address because you brought them up. Okay. I had notes prepared, but you guys went on and on about things that hopefully will be addressed. We do live here. We still live here. There are residents here. Whether there's one or 500, whatever the count may be, there are people who live here. And we resent that you call us a industrial area. Okay? We were here long before the refinery started refining. The area that you're speaking of is out of the city limits. The refineries, in case you don't know, are out of the city limits. That's why they're allowed to do what they do. It doesn't give you the right to come into our neighborhood and do what you want. Very simply, that area is still residential. And Henry Winning is here with me, and I'm going to... Can you hear us?
Yes. Is this the Reverend Williams?
Yes, my name is Henry Williams, and I'm president of the Hillcrest Residents Association. My address is 2422 Summer Street in the Hillcrest neighborhood. Let me say this. I am a third generation or fourth generation resident of Corpus Christi. There are times when our city does not seem to have a vision of who we are. We are the body of Christ. And as the body of Christ, as Christian people, we are the stewards over that portion of God's creation that He has given us. I want to stand in opposition to the desalination plant. I do not believe, I believe that it is harmful to human beings, indeed, to the animal life, and to the environment. And I would ask that TCEQ reject the city's application. And apparently, the city has not done an environmental study of the desalination plant. And also, as a resident of Hillcrest, I believe, indeed, that this plant would be harmful, very harmful to the people who live in this area. Thank you very much, and may God's perfect will be done in this. And may the desalination plant indeed may be rejected. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Up next is Brian Williams.
Good evening. My name is Brian Williams, and I'm the general manager of San Patricio Municipal Water District. And before I go into it, I'd just like to say that I appreciate Reverend Williams' comments and speaking as a believer. I believe we are stewards of the environment, and I think that's what we are doing in this process as we move forward. San Patricio Municipal Water District provides both potable and industrial water to groups in San Patricio County. Corpus Christi is the regional water supplier for the area, and as such has an obligation to provide water to the region. And because they are the regional provider, the San Patricio Municipal Water District Board of Directors has approved a resolution in support of the water use permit number 13676. One of the things that is stated in that resolution is the district supports all viable alternate water sources, including but not limited to this source. And it's our belief that utilizing this resource in an environmentally sensitive way will create more reliability and more resiliency of our water system for the region, which is important to all of our citizens of the area, both in San Patricio County, Nueces County, Aransas County. So we are definitely in support of this water use permit. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go back and see if we can get Patrick Nye. Patrick?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead and state your name, please, and provide your comments.
Yes, I'm Patrick Nye. I was born and raised in Corpus Christi, Texas, in Spahn Hospital on Ocean Drive there. I live in Ingleside on the Bay and president of Ingleside on the Bay Coastal Watch Association. And I request that the TCEQ deny the water rights permit. The TCEQ and applicants should take into consideration the entire picture. Do you really want to drink that water out of that channel? I mean, really, in all the refineries and all the coke and sulfur mounds that blow particulate matter into the channel, tank farms lining the refinery, that the remedial work shows that there's feet of product underneath. Then you have the runoff from storms and discharges into the harbor every day of millions of gallons of refined water product and cooling waters. You know, Bay Water Desal is an unproven technology. The nearest facility was a failed attempt at desal in the Brownsville Ship Channel, a $67 million attempt at 2.5 million gallons a day. The problem was turbidity, suspended solids, temperature variations caused by passing ships. Does this sound familiar? I'm particularly concerned about the discharge of brine and the concentrations of brine and chemical in our bay. That's going to go directly out toward the aquarium. What are they going to do to protect themselves and keep the beautiful aquarium existence going? So why, and then why don't we just look at, you know, what the scientists say? Hart Institute clearly states that CC Bay is not a viable option, but writes that intakes should and discharges should be offshore. Why destroy with desal the very reason we're proud to live here, Corpus Christi Bay? Not only residents, but the many tourists, families, and friends that enjoy this destination will be disappointed in this effort. The gold rush for desal includes seven announced desal facilities within the bay. So let's be truthful here. These are for industry that are going to continue to degrade the environment. So what about some other desal projects? CC Polymers, that's a failed attempt. Let's watch them take a try at it before we spend all this money and put effort into the Inner Harbor. Why don't we let elected officials drink this water before we do and see what happens to take baths and so forth? So what are our options? Well, conservation. It takes effort, not money. Let's use rainwater. That's used around the world. What about recycling industrial water? Let's make them recycle that water. As a geologist, I support groundwater. The Gulf Coast Aquifer has been studied in detail, has hundreds, yes, hundreds of years of municipal supply. Region N has studied all these resources and unfortunately been steered in an alternate direction, one that supports growth of industries. So my suggestion is that officials that support the Inner Harbor Desal should be the first to drink and bathe. And second, ask their constituents to enjoy the same risks. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Our next group will start with John Weber. He'll be followed by Sylvia Campos, Kenneth Teague, and then Rebecca Bateman. John Weber.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead and state your name, please, and provide your comments.
My name's John Weber, resident of Corpus Christi. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to make comment. I was listening to one of the experts during the Q&A, and they were speaking about beneficial use. And I just think the city has really done nothing as far as conservation. A lot of other cities are giving classes on gray water, giving classes on rainwater collection. They even provide like cash for grass programs or other programs that they will deliver cardboard, mulch, compost, and low water plants for people to turn their grass into like a xeriscape, like low water thing. The other thing a lot of other cities do is they give away shower heads that are use low flow shower heads and also retrofit kits for toilets. I just replaced my old toilet I had, used about 4 gallons of flush, got a dual flush unit for $30 on Amazon, and now it's using about 1 gallon per flush. So there are so many things the city hasn't even done, even considering their own properties and parks as far as reducing water use. And I think we need a serious conservation effort addressed first before we go to something radical like this desalination plant. So I would suggest that you deny the permit for right now because they haven't done anything as far as conservation in a serious attempt. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sylvia Campos.
Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead and state your name, please. Provide your comments.
Okay. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Abel et al., for requesting this hearing. And thank you for everyone still on. It's, 9:24? So you know that we're committed people here. Again, my name is Sylvia Campos, and I have lived here all my life. I'm just a couple of miles away from the bay, and I'm here to just, you know, state for the record that I definitely oppose the permits for the desalinization plants that are being considered here for the Corpus Christi Bay. As you know, water is a precious resource, which includes all life, you know, including marine life. And what the city of Corpus Christi and Port of Corpus Christi are planning is, in my mind, disastrous. And from everything I've been hearing, I just can't imagine that you would go forward with this. But these entities are not looking out for the citizens. They're not. They're looking out for the greed of these hungry, thirsty, heavy polluting industries. So I'm here to say enough is enough. We just suffered a severe winter storm, which left thousands of people out in jeopardy. There's not enough power to accommodate us all, and now we're actually considering building out more. The projected growth of the population and the use of the water does not call for destroying our bay and our way of life through these proposed desalinization plants. We've already know that not even conservation has been implemented. We know there's alternatives. I would also like to add that the expenses are going to be on us, the taxpayers. So I am asking that you deny this permit. I'm asking for an extended period of 2 weeks because of the storm. And I'm also requesting for a contested case hearing. So thank you so much. And try to keep it short for the rest of the crew. Thank you.
Thank you. Kenneth Teague. Kenneth Teague?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up just a little bit, Kenneth.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. State your name, please.
Okay. I'm a retired coastal ecologist, and I've been following some of this, and I will tell you, there is almost certainly not a professional scientist in the entire United States that would recommend that you intake and discharge for desalination in an estuary. It's a really dumb idea. So, let me move on to my other comments. The applicant is honest about the purpose of this water supply application, as others have pointed out. It is a public subsidy for industry. Next, the proposed intake water is not seawater. I said it earlier, I got an argument, it's not debatable. The proposed intake water is estuarine water. I am a coastal scientist. I was trained by some of the best scientists in the world. The applicant is not proposing to desalinate seawater, period. The city of Corpus Christi should be crucified in the court of public opinion, and possibly itself, for proposing to withdraw water from the Corpus Christi Inner Harbor for human drinking water. No other state would ever consider using such a major receiving water body of industrial waste as a source of human drinking water. If you think the city of Flint, Michigan, or the state of Michigan have problems from poisoning its citizens with lead in drinking water, just wait until PCQ authorizes this permit. The intake source of aquatic life, in spite of some of the earlier comments earlier in the presentation, including an aquatic life using the state's water quality standards, they're kind of in. The proposal will significantly impact this aquatic life through impingement and entrainment. Finally, the applicant seeks to take advantage of the ecological subsidy to the estuarine intake water by freshwater inflow. The applicant seeks explicitly to desalinate lower salinity water to save money. This removes the ecological benefit provided by lower salinity estuarine water in turn provided by freshwater inflow. So the applicant is seeking the benefits of the very, very limited freshwater inflows to Nueces Bay and Corpus Christi Bay for their desalination process, not for ecology. The applicant should be required to intake water from the Gulf of Mexico, some distance offshore, and discharge should go out there as well. I'm done.
All right, thank you. Up next is Rebecca Bateman.
Yep, hello, can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead, state your name, please.
Yep, my name is Rebecca Bateman. I was born in Houston, Texas, grew up in Fort Worth, and I care about our environment and the future of the Texas Gulf Coast. Long before I became the activist that I am, my high school ecology teacher, Dr. Joe Cuban, talked to me about our changing climate in the mid-90s, before anyone had ever heard the term climate change. He took his classes on research trips every year to Port Aransas, not because an eight-hour drive to the coast is fun, but because the Gulf Coast is such an environmentally important area. We studied the organisms that exist only in that unique ecosystem. We sat on the beach, we sang songs around the campfire, we ate fresh-caught seafood, and we rode the waves. What I can tell you is that my experiences in this regard are not unique amongst Texans. So many of us have enjoyed the beaches of South Padre Island, Galveston, Port Aransas, with our families and friends. Now the city of Corpus Christi wants to build desal facilities to attract polluting industries to this environmentally delicate area. Also, what they'll be asking for in their discharge permit is to dump the mix of salty heavy metals into the Corpus Christi Bay. Anyone who's been to the bay knows how colossally stupid this would be. It will kill fish and destroy tourism. When the city's very own representative on this call attempted to make us think this desal plant is being built to satisfy drinking water needs, I just started laughing. This is false. The city can meet drinking water needs with simple conservation efforts, which will also be much cheaper for the city and for taxpayers. The city of Corpus Christi is building this to bring heavy polluting industry to the area. Make no mistake. If this is approved, polluting industry will move in, damaging human health and our delicate ecosystem. The final thing I'll say is that it is offensive that the city would characterize the area in question as industrial and uninhabited when there's a long-lived black community there. However, given Texas's government's extensive history of environmental racism, I shouldn't be surprised. TCEQ, do your duty and deny this permit. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, our next group, we'll start with Cassidy Keener, who'll be followed by Daniel Wickerson, and then Christina Flakowitz, and then Shiv Srivastava. Sorry about that, Shiv. We'll start with Cassidy. Cassidy Keener, there you go. Go ahead and state your name, please, and provide your
My name's Cassidy Keener, and I'm calling just to state my general disgust with the consideration of this permit and the lack of consideration for the voices that have spoken tonight. Because this isn't the first time that they've spoken up. These people have repeatedly been trying to, make this an issue in which they can vote on it and force their opinions on it, but that's been denied to them. And I think that the only way to serve any kind of semblance of justice to these people who have been ignored for so long is to listen to them now by denying this permit. And by extending the comment period for another 2 weeks and to take more seriously in the future the people who are telling you that this is going to affect their lives. It's going to affect everybody's lives. It's going to affect the marine life. This isn't an issue that should be just written off so easily. It carries a lot of weight to it that I really just don't think is being considered when we think into the future instead of just right now and what we can gain from, you know, the moment. That concludes what I have to say. I am urging you to deny this permit and to extend the comment period. Thank you.
Thank you. Daniel Wilkerson.
Hi, my name is Captain Dan Wilkerson. I live over in Middleside on the other side of the bay there. And I'm a full-time fishing guide, and I strongly oppose this permit for water rights in the Inner Harbor there. You know, my grandfather, my father, as well as myself, have all worked in those oil and gas refineries over there. There is so much ground contamination under those things that that is the worst place you would ever want to get drinking water from. I mean, I wouldn't eat a fish out of that channel. I wouldn't eat an oyster out of that channel. That's a terrible decision, and I'm strongly opposed to this permit. That concludes it, and thank you.
Thank you. Christina Flakowitz.
Yeah, my name is Christina Flakowitz. I would like y'all to deny this intake permit as well as all proposed permits around desal facilities in Corpus Christi. I also would like to see the comment period extended. The City of Corpus Christi Conservation Plan said that an annual average reduction in water consumption of just 1% would be sufficient to meet the needs of the city, and that's including the projected population growth. At my house, I live with two other adults, and we use about 3,500 gallons of water a month. So that means we would need to save just 35 gallons to meet that 1% reduction. For scale, the average shower uses 17 gallons of water. Corpus Christi should be discussing plans for water conservation, not desal. The city should not be gearing up to spend millions of taxpayer dollars on a facility that will harm the bay and surrounding communities' quality of life. Lastly, you must consider the cumulative impact of the multiple proposed desal plants, as well as other existing and proposed industrial facilities. Again, oppose this intake permit and oppose all desal permits currently proposed to operate in Corpus Christi. Thank you definitely to everyone that made comments tonight.
All right, thank you. Shiv Srivastava. Shiv? Shiv? Shiv, we'll come back to you in just a minute. Wait, are you there, Shiv?
Yeah,
there you are.
I'm here.
Okay.
Sir.
Go ahead and state your name, provide your comments, please.
About that. Good evening. My name is Shiv. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. I'm here. My name is Shiv Srivastava. I'm with Fence Line Washington. Srivastava, I am a... I'm sorry, hold on one moment. Good evening, my name is Shiv Srivastava. I'm with Fence Line Watch, a Houston-based environmental justice organization dedicated to equitably meeting the needs of future generations. I'd like to extend my thanks to TCEQ for providing the opportunity to provide comment on this permit and work collaboratively towards a healthier, cleaner Texas. First and foremost, I implore TCEQ to extend the comment period by 2 weeks. The state is still reeling from a historic winter storm in which huge swaths of the state were left without power, potable water, and internet access for days. The public input process is predicated on providing opportunity to all Texans to voice their concerns about an issue. Without an extension of this comment period, this threshold is simply not met. Our state is still picking up the pieces. With that, TCEQ should deny this permit. The water that is being sought to be diverted is a public trust. It serves to benefit the public. It is not a resource that is to be used for the benefit of industry solely, at the expense of future generations. To this point, the lack of a thorough, substantial review of future need is troubling and on its own warrants a denial of such a permit. A public trust is not an ideal or a philosophy. It is a very real legal concept that states certain resources belong to the public at large. This dictates the manner in which such resources are used and can be allocated, and for whom it must primarily benefit. Granting this permit would run counter to the spirit of this law and underscores the reality that TCEQ does not have the authority to divert a public trust for industrial use. Ignoring the massive amounts of power such a plant requires, the oxygen-sapping brine that is discharged into the water, and the irrevocable environmental impacts, we cannot sacrifice future generations for the benefit of industry. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next up is going to be Blanca Parkinson.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can. State your name, please.
Yes, my name is Blanca Parkinson. I'm a resident of Corpus Christi. I'm a former school teacher. My husband's a nurse in the emergency room at Spahn. We don't get to leave. Corpus Christi. When the hurricane hits, when the ice storm hits, we have to stay there. It's his responsibility to be on the team that works there. I've also found myself... I've also found myself homeschooling my children. A lot of these children don't have places to exercise. They don't have places to run. They don't have places to meet up. These bays are our life. They swim, they fish, they kayak, they train. My address is 10801 Silverton Drive. It is it's a small neighborhood that's home to at least 1,000 families, though, and it's located about 4.9 miles from where Joe Fulton Corridor meets I-37. Let me just collect my thoughts. This is kind of an emotional issue for us since it's our home. Like I said, we live very close to Joe Fulton Corridor. On August 21st, we were driving home from practice, and there was a giant explosion, probably less than 10 miles from our home. So we don't really fish, swim, or kayak in the Joe Fulton Corridor. We go to the bays. After hearing everything tonight, I'm not satisfied at all with any of the answers that the city rep gave. The bay is connected to the ship channel. He very arrogantly and dismissively answered my question as to what this is going to do to our water bill and what this is going to do to our energy bill. Where is the energy going to come from to run these giant pipes or these giant pumps? Where is it going to come from? In the recent storm, we were without power for over 3 days. Our home was in the 30s. It was 33 degrees inside my home. My children were freezing. We were told nothing other than there wasn't enough energy. Our energy was shut off because there wasn't enough. I'm not satisfied with the answers that I received tonight, and I would like to request a contested hearing for this permit. I would also like to request the comment period be extended. And I strongly oppose the granting of this permit. This is our home. We don't leave here. We live here. We play here. This is our base. And I'm not convinced that this water is for municipal purposes either, because I never got a straight answer as to what percentage is going to be used for municipal purposes. Like I said, the arrogance and the dismissiveness was not enough to satisfy me tonight as a taxpayer, and I would like an extension to comment and to learn more about this process and everything and how it's going to affect me, my bills, my children, my family, my home. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. All right, so our next group will start with Robert Paulison, who will be followed by Eduardo Canales, Sandra Love Sanchez, and then Robert Muir. So we'll start with Robert Paulison.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. Thanks for the meeting this evening. I'm Robert Paulison. I'm the Executive Director of Port Industries at Corpus Christi. I live at 15821 Almeria Avenue, Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm providing comments this evening supporting the issuance of the water rights permit 13676 off on the City of Corpus Christi. Port Industries of Corpus Christi is a 20-member industry association made up of companies in Nueces, San Patricio, Claiborne counties, and the Port of Corpus Christi. Altogether, Port Industries members employ more than 9,000 direct workers and full-time contractors. An economic activity associated with member facilities is responsible for thousands of additional indirect and induced jobs throughout the area economy. An ample supply of clean, fresh water is important to everybody in the region, and securing a new water supply that is sustainable, affordable, and drought-resistant is critical to the future of the area. A new source will enable the city to meet the needs of current customers and supply additional potable water to serve future residential and commercial needs. Port Industries members have been participants in the City of Corpus Christi's current seawater desalinization effort and have worked with the city and others throughout the process. We believe it is prudent on the part of the city to pursue this water rights permit at this time and support its approval. Port Industries appreciates the work of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and the City of Corpus Christi and stands ready to continue active participation and efforts to enhance the water supply of the Coastal Bend region. Thanks very much for the opportunity to comment.
All right, thank you. Up next is Eduardo Canales.
Yes, thank you. My name is Eduardo Canales. I am reside 3021 Beverington Drive in Corpus Christi, Texas. I was born here in Corpus Christi and I lived on the coastal bend for most of my life. I want to thank Representative Abel Herrero for his efforts in conducting and getting this hearing set up and continue to ask him to intervene in extending the time for hearing and a contested hearing and weigh actively and so the will of the community here in the Coastal Bend can be heard. So my point overall is, we need to stop the environmental degradation that has taken place here historically in this Coastal Bend area. And it's opportune time. It's the moment. I mean, climate change certainly is a global and a national issue that is coming to the forefront. Decisions to jam these plants upon the environmental and the environment have been made behind closed doors and with deception and a lot of smoke and mirrors in terms of the main thrust of why to solicit an intake permit like this. So I believe that this expedited process that was mentioned earlier doesn't reflect transparency that is necessary for the city and the community to have a true voice of what's going on. The Port of Corpus Christi, as the gentleman just mentioned, Port Industries, is the bully in the room. You know, and pushing this upon no matter what. You know, no matter what, they say, we know better. We know better and we're going to do what we want to do. Well, the opposition is saying the opposite. And the opposition is overwhelmingly, in this community in terms of its motivation to protect the environment. And is the Coastal Bend, public officials immune from the prevailing winds that are demonstrated by the community? And those prevailing winds, are categorically opposed to this continued, all the desalination plants, and then also categorically, continued because, all opposition has incurred and the city has hit under COVID and denying a petition for the will of the community to be demonstrated for Philly. A request for you to deny this permit. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Up next is Sandra Love Sanchez.
Hello, my name is Sandra Love Sanchez. I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas, which is ancestral lands of Conoco, Lipano, Apache, Carrizo, Olmecan, and Comanche. I'm a descendant of the Conoco people who predominantly live in this area. I noticed that it keeps being said that water diversion and water discharge do not coincide. However, this permit, if it's granted, then intake will occur that will then lead to harmful discharge. Therefore, let it be emphasized that this comes full circle. It is a cause and effect. But to continue, I want to express my dissent when it comes to the water right permits for the Harbor Island desalination plants. If the water right permit is granted for the desal plants to use, or to any other desal plants in the future, it will bring chaos to our Corpus Christi Bay. As mentioned by Hillcrest residents, there are still people living in this area, and it will be harmful to this area. In this call, as you can see, there are many people that do not want this water permit for the desal plants. I can reiterate what has already been said and the impact it will cause when this water is being sucked up to be used. I can explain that the discharge will cause high salinity in our bays and suffocate our marine life. I can explain the impact that it will have on rising costs of water bills and taxes and declining of tourism. Our city officials and water admins at the city do not listen to the research. They are willing to proceed knowing the cost that this will bring, thinking that the benefits of this water permit will be worth it. To the city, we are tired of not being heard and having a negative environmental cost not being reviewed. To TCEQ, you are in a sense a caretaker of this water. You hold a responsibility that you should not have. The original caretakers of this are the indigenous people. They are the original caretakers of the water and land. However, you hold this responsibility and you have the final decision on this. I'm here to let you know that if this water permit is granted to the desal plant, it will kill everything in the bay. You have been warned. I thank you for giving me space to speak. And to conclude, I would like to request an extension on the public comments due to the freeze we just had. And also, our group would like to request a contested hearing.
All right, thank you. Up next is Robert Muir.
Can you hear me?
Sure. Go ahead and state your name, please, and provide your comments.
Hi, my name is Robert Muir. I live at 6230 Bourbonnais Drive in Corpus Christi, Texas. 78414 is my zip code. I thank Abel Herrero for granting this call, and I appreciate the work that TCEQ does, and I'm thankful for their good work. I respectfully ask that TCEQ deny the water rights permit, and I respectfully ask that they extend public comment for 2 weeks because of the storm. My family was without power for 3 days, and I can't imagine what other residents are feeling, being impacted by the storm and not having the opportunity to submit public comment. I've already submitted my request for a contested case hearing in writing through the e-comment section. This violates, as the gentleman said earlier, public trust, and it's not just an ideal, it's a legal matter, and it's just irresponsible, reprehensible, abhorrent, these actions. I don't trust the city and their claims. They're misleading. They seem downright false. They need to ask any marine science expert or professor would tell you that these claims are just destroying the environment completely. The city has no idea what the cost of this electricity will be. They have no idea what impact this will have, or they seem to have no idea that this will really hurt our tourism and fishing economies. This isn't beneficial at all. It's beneficial for corporations, but overall it's not beneficial. It's not beneficial at all to the city in the long term, overall. The intake will kill oysters and various fish, and it's not responsible. Not only do the environmental impacts are concerned, but I just am really disappointed as a citizen, and especially one that grew up protecting the sea turtles and taking care of the eggs and making sure that these endangered sea turtles are protected. I ask the commission that even though this may not be you may not think it's directly tied, and it may not be directly tied, but overall you will regret if you do not deny this permit, and I respectfully ask that you deny this permit, you will regret not doing so, and you will look back and wish you had. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, our next group, we'll start with Yvette Arellano, who will be followed by Patricia Mitchell, Carrie Meyer, and then Tom Strube. Yvette.
I appreciate your time, and I'd like to start off by saying that, yes, thousands of chemicals are introduced every year, and not even EPA has methods for identifying all the chemicals introduced. In fact, 80,000 chemicals are on the market currently. EPA only has drinking water regulations for a little more than 90 contaminants. But with that, I'll proceed to my comment. Fenceline Watch is a Houston-based environmental justice organization, and we're dedicated to equitably meeting the needs of the development and the environmental needs of the future. We'd like to thank the TCEQ for providing this opportunity, and I'd like to begin by requesting the TCEQ extend the comment period for 2 weeks, given the statewide blackout and freeze, and that it hold a contested case hearing, which I've already submitted in writing. As the water looking to be diverted is held in public trust for the benefit of current and future generations, we believe that the state must look at the long-term impact as it has the immediate need. We also don't believe that TCEQ has done substantial review of future need, meaning future generations, or water scarcity. This means that the state must not utilize the water rights for the purposes other than the benefit of the public as a whole. Lastly, we don't think that this fully encompasses the rights of the unhoused. We believe that TCEQ not only doesn't have the authority for permit diversion of a public trust for industrial commercial use, as the public trust is meant for the benefit of the people, but we also support the rights of nature, and that species and an ecosystem are not simply a resource for humans, but all living entities with the rights of their own, including this bay. And for that reason, TCEQ must deny this permit for water diversion.
All right, thank you. Up next is Patricia Mitchell.
Hi, my name is Patricia Mitchell. I live in Ingleside on the Bay. I request an extension of the comment period due to the freeze, and I request a public hearing on this matter. I have two issues that I'd like to address. One is life, all life, and the other is cost effectiveness. Microscopic marine life is the foundation of our ecosystem in the Bay. How can its protection be guaranteed? Is there even any technology that can protect the microscopic marine life that's a foundation of our ecosystem? Not that's cost effective to a desal plant. Desal plant is to be built in an industrial area, but the claim is that the water will be safe to drink. We already know that there are contaminated areas around the ship channel that have been contaminated for decades because cleanup costs are prohibitive. So keep in mind that the petroleum industry doesn't just produce oil slicks. Petroleum is permeated with heavy metals. These heavy metals and other impurities will be expensive to get out of drinking water. So how is this plant going to be cost effective? Are we going to wind up with a situation like Flint, Michigan? I know that tax breaks are given to industry to relocate here. These costs are then passed on to residents. And yes, our taxes will go up, not theirs. Somebody is getting rich, but it won't be you, and it won't be me. What will happen with us is the cost of our life and life of the ecosystem in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Up next is Carrie Meyer. Carrie Meyer?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. It took me a second. Okay. My name is Carrie Meyer. I'm a resident and homeowner on North Beach. I request that the water rights permit be denied by the TCEQ. My husband and I bought a house on North Beach 18 years ago because we value the quality of life. We can swim, kite surf, kayak, and fish right from the beach in front of our house. Generations of Corpus Christi citizens grow up coming to North Beach with their families. It's a tradition, especially for low-income families, because the beach is free, and fishing helps provide them with food. Thousands of people every week visit North Beach. They swim in the water and fish from the breakwater near the USS Lexington. This breakwater is at the mouth of the Inner Harbor, under the shadow of the Harbor Bridge. It's a beautiful place to fish as you have the city skyline right in front of you. That breakwater is just over 1 mile from the proposed intake location for the city's proposed water rights permit for this desal plant. The plant would be just upstream from where these families fish. When the juvenile fish and plankton in the Inner Harbor are killed in the desal intake pipe, they will no longer be there to serve as the food source for the fish that these families are catching and taking home for dinner. Every time I am out on North Beach Breakwater, I see people catching sea trout and redfish. I also see blue crabs swimming near the breakwater and eastern oysters growing on the rocks. I worked for several years as an administrator for a federal coastal habitat restoration program. While reviewing project proposals, we ranked them on many things, but the projects that would benefit NOAA Trust resources were put highest on the list. Spotted sea trout, blue crab, and eastern oysters are all NOAA Trust resources. In other words, they are some of the most important marine animals in the ocean, according to NOAA. The juvenile and larva of these valuable species will be killed when they are sucked into the desal intake pipe. The employee from the city who was trying to say that the Inner Harbor is a separate body of water from the Corpus Christi Bay, people like that have obviously not fished on the breakwater and watched the ships sail in and out of the port, which causes a lot of water mixing and water movement. The juvenile fish and the plankton that will be killed through the desal intake pipes are food sources for these important marine resources. You've heard the phrase, water is life, which comes from a Native American belief. I've heard another translation as being, water is alive. Our water is alive, and therefore the city's application for these water rights should be viewed as murder, as the result of this plant will kill life in our bay that we are all connected to. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And up next is Tom Strube.
I'm Tom Strube. I live on Maple Street in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I am asking the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to deny this permit. I have or will be filing a contested case hearing on the TCEQ website, and I encourage everyone else who's listening to this to do so. I also recommend at least a 1, if not a 2-week extension for the comments period. So where I live on Maple Street is about 5 blocks from Corpus Christi Bay. And why that's relevant is the fact that when this water is going to be sucked in at the inner city harbor and it's going to be shot out, it comes right out to Corpus Christi Bay, less than 2 miles from where my home is, and I fish that beach there near the Cole Park area. I've also fished North Beach near where the Lexington and the museum are. Now, the city of Corpus Christi and the port of Corpus Christi, they want to take in the water downstream of the worst wastewater from the ship channel refineries. That water is not safe to drink, and the cost, not only to remove the brine, but all of that nasty chemical and toxin material, is not cost effective. The intake alone is going to suck in and kill untold amounts of fish and other marine animals and organisms. The heavy metal brine combined with the hard metals and the chemicals that are going to be discharged right into the Corpus Christi Bay with tens of millions of gallons of this toxic water being thrown right into the bay is going to kill even more marine life. This is terrible on every level of the food chain. This desal plant also will require extreme amounts of electricity that not only is not available, as we saw in the recent storm we had just a little while back, but the city of Corpus cannot even give we, the taxpayers, an idea of what the maintenance is going to cost us. This is just an insane idea. We don't need desal. This proposed desal plant is going to be for corporations' needs, meaning industry, not people's needs, not the municipal residents, meaning the taxpayer, you and I. This is going to add to our residents' utility bills, even though it's not for our use. This is a terrible idea on every level. Something else I want you to think about. Three of the highest points in the city of Corpus Christi are being driving over the Harbor Bridge, being on the USS Lexington, or being in the museum. This is right where the discharge water from the inner harbor goes into Corpus Christi Bay. I want you to think about what it's going to do to our tourism industry when three of the largest tourism spots look right down over this water where all the dead fish, the dead turtles, the dead birds, the dead plants. The sight of this and the smell of this is going to cost our area billions in lost tourism dollars. Not to mention the fact that we don't know if we're going to be ever able to repair our environment. This is just, on so many levels, a terrible idea. I'm asking you, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, to deny this permit. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Mr. Struby was the last person who indicated they wanted to provide comments when they registered. At this time, if there's anyone who's not yet had the opportunity to comment that would like to do so, please use the raise your hand button on your control panel to let us know. While we're waiting, I'm going to check in with the interpretation line to see if there's anyone there. Is there anyone listening on the Spanish interpretation line that would like to provide comments at this time? All right, thank you. Lamont Taylor, you have your hand raised. I'll need you to, there you go. Go ahead and state your name for the record and provide your comments.
My name is Lamont Taylor, and I am one of the co-chairs of the Hillcrest Residents Association. I have been a lifelong resident for the past 50 years and lived in the Hillcrest neighborhood. Fortunately, I am speaking on behalf of having an extension, and I will put in comments for a contested hearing. I just want to let you know that, as speakers have said before me, this is wrong on every count. I remember as a child on North Beach, and as a member, as a grown-up, and a city planner. This is wrong, has not been planned, and as people said, they have used the cloak of COVID in order to not let citizens have their say. So an additional 2 weeks and with the contested hearing would be the best for all concerned. I thank you for your time, and you guys have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else that would like to provide comments that's not had the opportunity to do so, please raise your hand. All right, so we've got a couple of folks who have asked to add on to their prior statements. We'll start with Donna Hoffman. I'll just ask you to please be brief. Go ahead, Donna.
Thank you. I just wanted to echo the people who have been talking about the environmental racism aspect of this effort to place a major, nasty, polluting industrial facility in a historic neighborhood that's of Black, Indigenous people of color, the Hillcrest community. I have a connection to the Hillcrest community. When I was a young child, I had the opportunity on a day of high attendance Sunday to go to a worship service in one of the churches there in the Hillcrest community, and I was truly enveloped in love in that moment. So that really impressed me with the people in the Hillcrest community. And I wanted to read a definition of environmental racism. It refers to how neighborhoods of primarily of people of color and members of low socioeconomic backgrounds are burdened with disproportionate
hazards, including toxic waste facilities, garbage dumps, and other sources of environmental pollution and foul odors that can lower the quality of life. This can lead to different diseases and cancers. Because of this, as the fight with climate change worsens, minority communities are being disproportionately affected. And so it's a classic maneuver of environmental injustice to try to locate this desalination plant supposed to the Hillcrest community. There will be distinct odor from the death of the organisms if this were built, and so I'm recommending and asking you to deny this permit. It isn't just the odors, but the chemicals associated with the process and also the trucks that would come in and out carrying sludge for disposal would create dust in the air that would come off of that sludge and potentially be ingested by the people that live there. I'm asking you to please deny this permit. It's a bad idea, and it's also the continuation of patterns of environmental injustice in Corpus Christi, and it's time to make a change from that. And I agree with the man who mentioned to you all that if you should decide to permit this facility, which I have a feeling with the preponderance of the evidence you're hearing tonight, that you will decide not to permit this Inner Harbor desal. But that if you were to do that, you would regret it, and you don't want to regret it. That's more than who you are to be a, you know, caught up in a bureaucratic situation like that. So please rise above, and also I think all of the scientific facts also will be the preponderant evidence that will allow you to deny the permit. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Thank you. And then Encarnacion Serna.
Yes, I spoke before, and thank you for giving me the time again. No, this water rights application and any water rights application for these desalinations, they should be denied immediately. Brad, last year, later part of last year, the EPA and the TCEQ itself, they filed suit and sued the city of Corpus Christi for violations to the Clean Water Act, violations to the Water Quality Code, which is a state law. It had to do with illegal discharges of sewer water into our beaches with components or constituents that make people sick. There's a consent decree where the city has to make improvements and basically get their act straight. Or they're going to be sued every day with violations of this Clean Water Act and Texas Water Code. So my question is, why should even the TCEQ be considering an application from the city of Corpus Christi, who does not even know how to run something that is more simple, like a wastewater treatment system versus reverse osmosis? Reverse osmosis is a complicated thing. Believe me, I know it. I operated some small ones, and I designed some small ones. Now, so why is the TCEQ even considering licensing a water permit and later on a discharge permit for the city when the city hasn't even learned how to operate a wastewater system? Now, back to people were saying, well, you know, the electrical usage by these desalination plants is not pertinent to the application. It is. It has to do everything with it. You're lifting millions of gallons of water a day, and you're pushing this water, you're moving this water through a lot of equipment, and eventually through something called osmotic pressure. It's very high pressure or head requirements on the pumps, along with the volumes that will call for gigantic motors that are going to be electrical motors. I know that. So then the question becomes, well, more electricity has to be generated. How is the electricity going to be generated? Are they going to be using the same transmission system, the same distribution system? And who is going to pay for this? So that's the issue there. The other issue on the sharing of a water distribution city by industry in households, somebody made it sound like it's a good idea. It's not. And they're saying that Corpus Christi has the best water in the world for people to drink, and yet very often, you know, boil the water. Don't use the water for drinking. Don't use the water for cooking. When you're tied up with industry, industry doesn't take care of things. Not too long ago, there's something called backflow preventers that have to be maintained, that have to be fixed. Well, one of those things failed, and we ended up with asphaltic contamination of the water. And so everything they try is a lie and a deception to try to convince people that we need to go this way, and it is not the way to go. Now, here's a very simple calculation. 55 gallons a day per person. That's the number. Multiply it times 500,000 people, and that is only 27 million gallons a day. That's what the coastal bend needs for people. Now, since we're not getting answers from the city or the port, I'll give you some answers. Who uses the water? It's the exothermic reactions in the refineries, in the petrochemical plants, where lots and lots of energy would be released and the plants would melt themselves or would explode. So what they do is they have these gigantic cooling towers. It is the cooling towers and others, you know, like steam generators, hydro testing, steaming, steam scrubbing, but primarily these huge, gigantic water cooling towers to cool the exothermic processes. In Portland, Exxon Sabic will be consuming 20 million gallons a day. The city of Portland is about 16 million gallons. So those are the answers, and those are the answers that the city needs to give people and let people decide if we want the desalination or not. And it seems to me very clear that we don't want it. It is just very, very detrimental. It is just no good. So I will be asking for a contested case hearing. I will oppose every desalination plant by reverse osmosis with open intakes in our bay systems. It is apt to do it. Thank you for listening.
All right, thank you. Ms. Campos?
Hello?
You have your hand raised. Did you want to add something?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to add something. I don't know if you know about what happened here a couple of months ago during the pandemic, but the citizens of some of the citizens of Corpus Christi tried to put this on the ballot, so to let the citizens decide. And during the pandemic, we were able to almost get 5,000 signatures to just put it up as a vote for the citizens, because apparently the city of Corpus Christi is only listening to the industry and not to its citizens. So I just want you to know personally that, you know, the citizens of Corpus Christi did not have a say on this, and this is the only option that we have right now that's left for us. So I just want you to know that there are people out there, more than just the few that are here, voicing our concerns and, you know, just saying that we oppose this. So just to let you know that the city did not, since we did not meet the threshold, we were not able to put it up for a ballot. So, and that was because of the pandemic. We were able to get almost 5,000 signatures, and I believe we were like lacking 2,000. So, you know, that tells you something, that the citizens need to be heard. So thank you very much for this opportunity to be heard. I'm sorry that the rest of the other people aren't being heard, but I hope you're getting the gist of what this will impact all of us, not just the industry. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So in closing, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. It's been a long evening, so I appreciate your patience and your cooperation. Thank you for your questions, and thank you for the comments that you've provided. I again want to thank Representative Ferrero for requesting the public meeting, and for he and his staff for being with us tonight and listening in on the proceedings. Thanks again. I do want to talk just a little bit about the next steps. The next thing that you should see, Ruth, correct me if I'm wrong, is a notice of commission consideration of any timely hearing request on this matter.
I'm correct, Brad, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, there is no timeline on that, so I can't give an estimate to y'all.
Okay.
Thank you.
But that notice will come to you in the mail. It'll be mailed to everyone who's on the mailing list, which includes those who provided comments either here tonight during the formal comment session or in line or mailed to us here in our office. So thanks again, everyone, for being with us. This closes tonight's public meeting. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your evening and that you have a great weekend.